Season 1, Episode 4, The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. This episode titled, What We? Reminder, this show is the love story between Rick and Michonne, changed by a world that is consistently changing. Will they find themselves in a war against the living, or will they discover that they too are the Walking Dead? This episode description on IMDb, Rick and Michonne try to find the love that they had. This is Talking Walking Dead. Welcome to it. Myself, Jeff Fisher, Jason Buttrell, Maximus Fisher. Appreciate you coming along for the ride on Talking Walking Dead. I just want to remind, before we get into the entire episode, I will say a line from my father-in-law as we watched the episode last night. In the middle of the episode, he says, "This sounds like it was written by a woman." Yes, it was. Yes, it was. People don't talk like that. It sounds like a novel.
You had to put that in here.
in the opening sequence, they shouldn't have had the cool animation. It should have been one of those cheesy romance novel, covers. Where Rick's wearing like this silk shirt that's like half off his body, you know, yes. Like.
Oh yeah. I never thought this could happen, but then it did. So we find out that they jumped into water. And that's what from the helicopter scene at the end of last episode. And that's how they survived. And then they find a building with fully functional Internet of Things. almost fully functional. I mean, the Roomba worked.
Best character in Walking Dead history, the Roomba.
And the stereo worked because we got a little Tony Orlando and Dawn, a little tie of yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Been 3 long years. Do you still want me? A classic from Tony Orlando and Dawn.
He was singing it all night after the episode.
The finding of that building, the fact that it was there, is come on, guys.
Amazing. I mean, that's The Walking Dead, baby. I love it.
That was so stupid. This is a world where, like, if they find a prison, they're happy. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh, we can turn this into some kind of like lodging. It'll be so cool, but why do that? Why scrounge for food? Why look for like a hut or a yurt when you got a full, like the house of the third century
south of where they found the prison?
They didn't.
Oh my gosh. We've got this building where people are still living like kings.
Okay.
No one's found it.
Well, okay. To be fair, if we're trying to be a bit more realistic-ish, the reason no one's found it is because CRM has basically kept the tri-state area under lockdown. And
I don't care. There would be people all up in that bitch. They'd be all up in that.
People in that, and then they left.
There were. That's true. There were people in that, and then. No, there weren't. Anyway, so it was fascinating that we find this building. And they were up quite a way. So I was amazed that, you know, they crashed. They swam to shore. They walked in. They found this building. Went up. I don't know how many stories they were up. And they found this perfect apartment that was away from everything. I mean, great, I guess.
My one or two sentence critique of this episode is that everything was dumb. None of it made sense. Everything was awkward. Had a few good moments that I was like, oh, that was kind of a good moment. But I guess it was needed. It absolutely was needed. Yeah, it was ugh.
We knew this episode was coming. We all knew it.
Had to.
And honestly, the way it ended, the way it, like, I understand where you're coming from, Jason, but I thought the way it actually ended and the way everything resolved was good.
Well, so my comment on that was, yeah, I'm happy with the new direction for sure. Rick's mindset, I'm a lot more happy with now. So that was a good kind of like tie a yellow ribbon on, you know, on the
old
episode.
Tree. Don't besmirch Tony Orlando and Dawn. Don't do it.
Oh, God. But it was just, I mean, the chemistry remains absolutely less than zero. So the entire time, I'm just like, it's so cringe. You this know, like, the, even,
I will say this was probably, I mean, I know, I think Max was talking about last episode where the chemistry seemed better. I will say that this episode, the chemistry did seem a little bit better.
Are you serious? I did not pick it up at all.
Really?
No. It felt better than the Walking Dead main show. That doesn't.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That doesn't mean it's amazing, but it means it's better than it was.
The business scene, which is where, you know, we had to get to. I mean, there was we're in an apartment that has a Roomba cleaning everything up. We still have to talk a little bit about it. Michonne and Rick business.
I love after Rick notices it and he's like, "What the hell is that?"
It's kind of strange. There's a couple things that happened in that episode that I thought Rick would know what that was. Like, he would know what a Roomba was.
Not really. The Roombas became popular in the late 2000s, early 2010s, which is...
He was a deputy sheriff. Working in a town in Georgia. You know what a Roomba is. And he could drive a stick. That pissed me off. That pissed me off.
Because of his hand.
It's his left hand.
Oh, that's a good point.
No.
But he's still...
Hand is the one. Right. He still has his right hand.
He still could have driven.
Did you forget?
I was like, wait a minute.
I did forget about the hand. So that's right. I'll give him that. I'm still pissed that he can't drive a stick. But I did forget about the hand.
No, he knows how to drive a stick. We've seen him drive a stick before. He can't with his hand.
he can drive it with his right hand perfectly fine.
I thought so, too.
His left hand is the one that's lopped off.
If he needed to. The stump could drive the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but if you're cool, no one grabs the wheel with your left hand.
That's
you like
a good
put
point.
It over the wheel.
Yeah, that's
like
a good
that.
Point. Plus, if he's got his, if he's got the sword on, I mean, if he's got
just use the knife.
Yeah, that was so stupid. I was like, he's got his right hand. He can drive.
Then on top of that, I'm pissed about him not being able to drive a stick, and I got it. I forgot that he had the stump. But then he puts a seatbelt on. What are we doing? Well, we're still following seatbelt laws in the middle of The Walking Dead? No. I'm sorry. No.
In the words of Jeffy Fisher, he was a deputy sheriff. He follows the laws. Come on.
No way. Every police officer puts their seatbelt on behind them so they can get in and out of the car. No cop wears a seatbelt. They only ticket you for that problem. Back to Blue, though. Anyway. So back to the episode. It was fascinating. She wrote it. Michonne wrote the episode. This was her deal. She wrote it. She produced it. She directed it. It was all her. You know, they even talked about it. What's his face?
Gimple
talked about how when they were going down the list of shows, she said, "Oh, I'm writing that one," and she did. And so, you know, she's actually an award-winning playwright. Ugh. Now, first of all, I just want to be clear about this award-winning playwright. All right. So the one play that she won an award on, it was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Play, didn't win. What it won for was Best Outfits. So I'm just saying, I know that she's got a Tony. I know she's got a Tony. She's on her way to, you know, an EGOT. But calm down just a little bit, okay? Calm down. Plus, as I was reading up about her, because I really did want to find out what it was nominated for and, you know, her experience as a playwright. And she's got other plays under her belt and stuff. I'm just making fun of the Tony Award for the play. But she had a fascinating life. She was born in Iowa, moved back to Africa when she was a little kid, then came back to the United States to go to school. I mean, she actually is, you know, a fascinating human and has had a great life, but I digress. Now we're back to the soap opera and the and the novel.
We forgot to mention that the helicopter actually crashed.
Okay, so yeah, down there, they're in the hotel and Rick is still Rick from CRM, and he wants to turn on the beacon and let him know he's still alive. And they see the helicopter that they were in and jumped out of crashed into the building. Now, I guess that was the same building, of the other side of the same building they were on, since we're to believe that because CRN came for whatever reason and destroyed the helicopter that was already crashed and destroyed, that brought down the whole building. All right. You got me.
Are you a Walking Dead building truther?
I think I am. Is that
what I'm hearing?
What is that? What does that mean?
Next thing you're going to talk about is like the fuel got hot enough to melt the scaffolding. Sure, buddy. Sure.
What does that mean?
Look it up. Okay. Look it up. Don't come at me with your little 9/11 BS later today. Okay.
Yes. What are we talking about?
So anyway, they did that. I
you know, can I ask a question? Sorry, to go back to Michonne writing the show.
Yeah.
On like potentially the last time we see these characters, a show this important to the fans. Is that common? Like you would like, you know what, let's just throw it out to the cast and crew. You know, like I heard the lighting guy once wrote a school paper about school lunches. You know, and it, you know, back when he was in seventh grade, and I mean, I think it'd be really important if he would be given a chance to write a really important episode.
I mean,
I'm just throwing it out there.
The old Disney adage, remember when Disney was still in charge of his company because he was alive. He always said, I don't care who I take ideas from. I'll take ideas. A lot of the and this is true. A lot of ideas he got were from the janitor because the janitor gave him good ideas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, AMC, I mean, apologist.
I'm not an AMC apologist. Yeah. I'm just saying the truth.
I'm sure you can get great ideas from a fortune cookie.
I will say this.
I will not deny that.
Yeah,
but,
you're right. But Disney didn't let the janitor write the show. That's a great idea, Bill. Continue to take the trash out. I'll go let the professionals take care of that idea.
I mean, maybe I'm alone here, but me personally, I think that's an idiotic move. Yeah, I don't see any serious show operating that way.
They had all worked together, done other shows, right? I'm sure that she has produced and directed some of the other shows that they did. Definitely had strong input in many shows of The Walking Dead. And when she said, you know, hey, I want to write that, I think Gimple was like, yeah, okay, let's do that.
I mean, Norman Reedus had a lot of control over the decisions of Daryl.
Yeah,
never a good idea. Never a good idea to let your actors have control. Just my opinion.
Even though Daryl,
and they used the excuse that, you know, she actually is a playwright and has written plays here in the U.S. and written plays in
and then
in
you get a
countries.
24th century love shack.
I know, I get it, and you know, I understand the breaking down of the barriers of Rick.
That was a good scene because Andrew. I thought that was a really good scene, mainly because of how well Andrew Lincoln played that off. That was like, and I think we all can agree again, Andrew Lincoln is a phenomenal actor.
So, yeah. And there's been so many cases, even mostly recently, that I've noticed that you have great actors that do the best they can with the material they've been given.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're given such crap material. So you see them trying, you really see them trying. And he is probably the only reason that was even somewhat watchable last night. To me, I don't want to completely crap on it, because there was a few like moments, like the moment that my favorite part was when he was remembering and he was walking with baby Carl. Like I almost lost it there. I was like, ah, damn, you know, like, but then I get a scene where Rick's uncomfortably looking at what looked like him looking at his sister undressing. And it was like, what? That looked like a brother that accidentally saw his sister getting undressed.
It actually did. You know what? 100% right, because it wasn't a husband watching the woman that he loves undress. It was not at all.
That was so uncomfortable. I was like, oh God, change it quick. Now, I started reading something on my phone.
Now, that having been said, that I guess would get us back to the breaking down of Rick's, the barriers of Rick and where he's like, at now in life.
At least with the character, I understand you, like, I was more forgiving, even though, yeah, I agree with everything you both have said. I was a little more forgiving with this because we all agreed. We knew this episode was coming and it needed to happen. Plus, Rick's character throughout it, we finally get Michonne going, "What the hell is wrong with you?" Because we all realized this Rick was different and we knew that.
Well, he spent all that time, becoming that Rick. And it takes, it's like joining a cult, right? And once you're in, you've got to decultify. You could quote me on that. You've got to decultify. And that takes some time, no question. And he didn't, we find out that we finally get the family talk, and, the X on the back talk, and, the whole, we're back to being a couple again. Okay. The love of a couple.
Everything, all of Rick's reasoning for not leaving, especially because of Jadis, that held true. Like, they should have kept to that. The only thing that like made it that kind of a moot point was an act of God, basically them somehow surviving falling out of a moving helicopter,
and then the helicopter crashing, so they're dead.
And then the helicopter crashing, right, giving them an excuse to be dead. So That's the only thing. It made no sense to me when Rick was like, no, I'm still going back. I'm like, well, this is the act of God you were looking for. Like, yeah. Now you can. So it made no sense for him to continue to fight at that point. I was kind of annoyed by that. But
anyway. By the way, good walkers in this episode. I thought the walker scenes were great.
We did have some great walker scenes, and we did have some great scenes between Rick and Michonne, both awkwardly killing walkers and working together to kill walkers. I found it interesting that a giant chandelier falls on her, and what did she get? A little scrape. I know this is The Walking Dead. I got it, and I'm happy that it's okay. But it was just like she's stuck, and now she's fine. So yeah. Okay.
I hate this like whole idea they keep pushing of, together we can do anything, and like everyone's like, oh, well, Rick by himself, no big deal. But because Michonne showed up,
that's two a great halves point, of Superman. It always was Rick, and with the help of Daryl and the help of the others. But Rick was the guy.
Yeah, I get the impression that Rick he could have found Walt Disney's janitor. And still been Superman together.
Yes, it'd still be Superman. That's absolutely right. When we've talked about that before, right? It was always Rick was the guy.
Yeah.
Obviously we love Daryl, but Daryl was always with Rick. Carol always was with Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, Rick was the guy.
I feel like they're deconstructing Rick a little bit too much here for my, for my comfort level.
I think they were. The reason they did that specifically was for this CRM plot, because they needed a reason for him to stay. Now that we got through to at this point, I think we might be getting the Rick we know in these last two episodes because of what happened this episode.
I hope so. And how do they get away from CRM now? Does Jadis go and inspect the rubble?
She's going to find the knife.
Definitely highlighted the knife in the lobby. Like, well, that's from the apartment, right? And there's only one way that it could have gotten there in the rubble is that somebody was in the apartment.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Now it's going to be a race to get back to Alexandria, which they're not going to get back to Alexandria. But I thought it was just amazingly, crazy struck of luck that they find the perfect vehicle just sitting out there untouched with all that ethanol.
We knew this building was used by a small group that all died. Oh. And then.
Yeah, that's just.
No, keep going, Max. Keep going.
Keep going.
That's all I got. It was used by a small group that all died.
You just slip and fall out of this like prepper community that's like this really high tech, very awesome. Huge focus on innovation. That's
what makes The Walking Dead so great.
Lucky me.
And that's what has kept them alive is the luck of the Irish. And
Gimple's, I got to talk about Gimple's line, which was great. So watching the episode Insider right after. Gimple's talking about it, And the final line of it is the scene where Rick and Michonne are driving off. Gimple says, "We could have ended it. We could have ended it all there, but this is The Walking Dead." Cut.
Yeah, and here's the thought, Gimp. Maybe you should have. Maybe you should have.
What was after that?
Well, no, he's just saying that would have been the end of it all.
Can you imagine if that was?
Gimp. You could have ended it there, and we all would have rioted. You're exactly correct.
Come on.
Could have, yeah. But
this is The Walking Dead.
What an idiot. These people are so high on their own farts, it cracks me up.
Well, he most definitely is.
He's in charge of everything.
Gimple most definitely is, man. That guy, you know, on behalf of Max as the AMC apologist and employee, I love him. I love him. He's great.
Now, Gimple's had some issues. We all know that. And now he's in charge of literally everything Walking Dead related.
I know. I know. So we have two episodes left of this, The Ones Who Live. This next one is called Become. And episode 6 is The Last Time.
I think we're going to get a season 2. I really do.
So we have, so there's 2 or 3 more?
Two.
What'd you say? 2 more.
There's 2 episodes left. There's 6 episodes in this series. One is titled Become, and the 6th episode is called The Last Time. So, we'll see. I mean, they're driving away now into the sunset, listening to Tony Orlando and Dawn tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Those of you that remember the song know that, you know, when Tony, if he doesn't see a yellow ribbon, he's just going to stay on the bus and forget about us and put the blame on me. But when he comes around the corner, he sees 100 yellow ribbons on the old oak tree. And it's a good time.
He will be singing this song all week. I know it. He will be singing this song all week.
Better than Easy Street.
Yellow ribbons round the... I mean, it's a classic. And
Easy Street could be stuck in your head. So it's, you know,
that's better. And I thought about that as well. And I'm not sure why we picked Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. I didn't ever see why they chose that song.
They didn't say why.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure I understand the relevance of Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree.
Maybe it was just someone's favorite song.
It's about love and getting back together, I guess, but you know, after something bad happened. So I guess maybe you can tie it in that way. All right. So overall, we're still in a fairly good place in my mind.
We forgot to mention Rick finally knows he has a son.
Yeah, we talked about them getting back, to the family talk, and that was all, the bed talk with the business and the
brave man.
Yeah, the brave man, the little kid. Ugh. I mean, she's been gone long enough now, man. Judith is running the whole place, and the kid is sitting on top of the...
What is Judith just, like, basically second in command of
Judith
the Commonwealth area?
Judith is on top of the whole place. And my mom's not coming back. I'm in charge. Back off, okay?
Like, Daryl's not there. Carol's not there.
I know. And so Rick and Michonne ever do show up, Judith is going to be at the top of the fence with the hat going, wait. Which I would actually love to see.
I don't really, it's hard for me to talk about this episode because I was just kind of annoyed the entire time. It's just not like this. This is not what I enjoy on this show, but there were some callback moments to the past that I did enjoy, Baby Carl. There were some good Walker fights, and I'm glad that Rick kind of seems to be moving in a direction that I think that we could be happy with. But my issue is that I do believe there's this active effort to, to break Rick down and to, I don't know, to make him something that he's not, and to kind of like tie him and like his success so heavily to his like love story with Michonne that no one ever really bought to begin with.
The thing is, we've had Rick broken down a ton before. This isn't the only time.
Yeah, and we've talked about that multiple times.
We've been unhappy about it.
Yeah, but this is like on another level to me. This is like you are nothing without Michonne. Like, and I don't.
Yes.
This seems different to me this time. I could be wrong, and he could be a total badass, and this could be a side plot that isn't mentioned much in the next two episodes. I don't know. But since this whole show is about the love story,
yeah,
I don't have high hopes, but we'll see.
Oh, no, okay. This whole show was not only about the love story. It was about their togetherness, right? I mean, they've been building that up this entire series, that Rick and Michonne can do anything, not Rick.
Come on.
Which, stop. I know. Even with this stump, still Rick Grimes. What are we talking about?
By the way, huge praise this all over the internet for this episode. I have seen nothing but praise for this episode.
People are dumb.
And on that note, we thank you for listening to Talking Walking Dead. He doesn't mean you. You, the listener of this show. He's talking about those other people out there. All right, Jason Petrell, Maximus Fisher, myself, Jeff Fisher, thank you for listening to Talking Walking Dead. And remember to tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.